San Francisco's just concluded year-long experiment is called the Guaranteed Care Income Pilot, a project run by the U.S. Prostitutes Collective. They held a press conference Wednesday on the steps of the San Francisco City Hall to mark the end of the pilot. One of the participants, who identified herself as Chantanay, is a single mother of two who entered the program when she was homeless, fleeing domestic violence and sex trafficking.
Receiving the $2,000 monthly GCI income for a year changed my life and my children's lives in ways that words can hardly describe. As a teen mother, I have faced countless barriers just trying to survive and keep my children safe. The program gave me something I hadn't had in a long time: stability, safety, and hope.
Another participant, Aurora, said the guaranteed care income was the head start she needed towards financial independence.
All these funds gave me freedom to send my daughter to summer camps. I was able to pay off debts to increase my credit so I could go back to school. And I was able to afford medicines during a time my health insurance lapsed. It helped me manage my income and plan for the future. This funding isn't charity, it's justice. Mm. It's an opportunity for equity, for wellness, and financial freedom.
Research by the insurance marketplace company Insure.com says that the daily work of mothers on paid labor was equivalent to a salary of $145,000 a year. So the Guaranteed Care Income Project was launched to test the outcomes of paying single mothers for the work of caring for kids. Rachel West is a program coordinator.
This Guaranteed Care Income San Francisco pilot was the first in the nation to offer unconditional cash payments in recognition of the caregiving work of mothers, especially low-income single mothers, at risk of criminalization and/or losing their children to child welfare. The pilot was based on the assumption that being a single mother is particularly hard work and deserving of acknowledgement and financial reward.
Hannah Cotter from the San Francisco Department on the Status of Women helped support the pilot.
What we learned confirmed what we have long known. When we give women what they need, trust, flexibility, and financial stability, they make value-driven decisions with transformative impacts that uplift themselves, their families, our communities, and our systems.
Her comments land in the middle of a national debate about direct cash payments from pandemic relief checks and child tax credits to city-level guaranteed income pilots in places like Stockton, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. For this pilot, organizers brought in an outside team to document the results. Sergio Martinez is a researcher with the Oakland-based Social Policy Research Associates.
Here were our findings. First, the mothers told us that this program made them feel seen and valued for the work they do every day as caregivers. It gave them independence to spend more time with their kids inside and outside of the home, and it made it easier to meet their needs. Secondly, the guaranteed income also brought economic stability. Mothers also caught up on debt and saved for the future. Some used the money to move into better housing or got reliable transportation.
Organizers are now calling for permanent care income for mothers and family caregivers to reduce homelessness and prevent family separation, as well as give mothers more power to refuse exploitative jobs and leave abusive relationships. Annette Felix, reporting for KPFA Radio.